Big Joe here for B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical, your American Standard dealer getting ready for spring. It's time to spruce up your home for spring. And who better to trust than B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical? For over 60 years, they've been serving Central Indiana with integrity, hard work, and a commitment to excellence. Go to bpluswradio.com/radio to learn more. B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer serving Central Indiana for over six decades.
The Hammer and Nigel Show. My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer over there. Casey Daniels from the Kendall and Casey Show in studio for the side piece. Casey, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
One of the things that was interesting I heard on your show earlier this morning was Donald Trump taking to social media and throwing his former White House press secretary under the bus, Kayleigh McEnany. We've had her on before, haven't we, Hammer?
She's been on with us a couple times, yeah.
She was before she was White House press secretary, but I thought she did a tremendous job taking bullets for Donald Trump day after day in front of that press corps. Why in the world is he going after her now?
Well, I know. Can you imagine? Apparently, once you... state your allegiance to Donald Trump, it is for life.
Well, sure.
Right.
That's what he expects. Complete loyalty forever
and
ever.
But what did she say?
Oh, she was quoting some polling numbers, and she said that he was at 24, and he was really at 34, or 25, and he was really at 34.
So she went on Fox and said Donald Trump's still leading, but the percentage wasn't as high as Donald Trump wanted.
Right.
So he goes on this Truth Social thing and rips her an ass.
And blasts her apart. Right, exactly.
He called her milquetoast or something like that?
He did. He called her milquetoast.
That is...
He misspelled it, by the way.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
I don't get that. I mean, she stood there and was a loyal servant for him for a year and a half or however long she had that gig. And she was fire, too, man. Heads and tails way better above Queen Jean-Pierre.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And well, but now she's reporting on all of the candidates, and he doesn't like that, right?
So she just read a poll.
That still had him leading.
Right. Yeah. It's not like she said he was doing awful or he's horrible. I don't even think she didn't even commentate on it. She was just giving factual information.
Right.
And she just said the wrong number. And that got her blasted by Donald Trump.
And just from what I've seen online, Casey, it seems like even the Trump supporters are like, dude, that's a bad look. Because like Nigel said, she went up every day in front of a room of people that hated her boss, hated the administration with the passion of a million fires. Mm-hmm. And she went up there with that big ass binder and had
and
facts
defended him
and notes and dates and receipts and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And defended that dude until his time was over. But because the number wasn't high enough, the polling wasn't high enough, now he's butthurt?
Yeah, that's it exactly. And that's not how he's going to win those female votes that he needs to get. He needs to get those independents or those undecideds, and sitting there ripping on her, that's not the way it's going to do it.
And the same thing with DeSantis. Hammer and I over and over have been pounding this into people's heads. Trump, go after Biden. That's all you need to do.
Well, no, he would rather go after, again, somebody who hasn't pledged lifelong allegiance to him.
But that crap is not going to win a general election, though. Like, we've seen this movie before, right? It's all about the general for me. I know the primary is fun, and we're going to talk a lot about it, but I need somebody that's going to beat Biden, because what's happening right now sucks. And going after Kayleigh McEnany is not how you win over a few swing votes in Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or Arizona or the places that are swing states that you lost last time.
Who does that attract?
Right.
Name one person that is going to read that and go, oh, yeah, that's my guy. He's ripping on her.
Like
no
the people
one.
Like Laura Loomer, who are the diehards, they're going to be for it, but they're voting for Trump anyway. Mm-hmm. The Trump voter is there. He has to win over some new voters to beat Joe Biden.
Right. He's
and
gotta
is this
get
the strategy?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it was Joy Behar. Or,
right.
You know, one of the women on The View who's opposed to him in every single way. No, she was on his team. And he you know, I don't know why he would do that.
Do you guys still think Trump is getting that primary vote, the GOP?
I think it is.
I think it's going to be him.
Let's see what happens in Iowa.
Not ready to call it yet?
No, I think you got to wait until they've both been in Iowa. DeSantis was there. A lot of what he said sounded very similar to what he said on Twitter when he announced he was running. He got thunderous applause for a lot of the remarks he was making, especially when he was talking about indoctrination of children. But I think people in Iowa, that's going to resonate with them. Trump is going now. We'll see what happens. I mean, he'll get a lot of people at his rallies, but aren't they going to be the same people?
Right.
And he's got to get new ones in the room.
It's so early right now. It's like an NBA game. Like we always say, when you're watching a professional basketball game, it doesn't matter if you're down 15 or 20 early on, everybody makes a run. Mm-hmm. Everybody will eventually make a run. And if DeSantis can be competitive or maybe even sneak out a win in Iowa or New Hampshire, one of those states brings in more money, brings in more recognition, and now we got ourselves a ball game.
Well, you know, Pence spent a lot of time in Iowa. He was there for like a week.
Okay, I take everything back about the NBA. He has no shot.
Well, but I'm wondering, like, okay, he spent a week there. Is he going to announce? Now, Chris Christie's got this super PAC that he's forming.
Wonderful.
What is his lane? You know, what is the road for these guys? There isn't one.
Well, he definitely doesn't want a spot in Trump's administration. They hate each other.
Who?
That's not what
Mike
this
Pence
is about.
Or Chris Christie?
Both.
Yes. The
right.
answer to that is yes.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll see. I think by Father's Day, you're gonna see where things are falling.
Casey Daniels with us of the Kendall and Casey Show, 9 to noon here at 93 WIBC. One of the stories we talked about yesterday, I'd love to get your perspective on, is that at ESPN, they have a host named Samantha Ponder. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of football stuff. Her husband's a former quarterback. She had the audacity to say that biological women should be competing against other biological women, not men.
Okay.
Well, the super woke, super progressive writer for the USA Today called her a bigot for that.
Okay, so first of all, this is coming from USA Today, which is a Gannett company, which also owns IndyStar. And this is the same company that named a Minnesota State rep who is a trans as Woman of the Year. So consider the source. I mean, this is their message. This is the liberal woke media who is saying this about her.
But where are all these women that are supposed to be all about feminism and supporting other women? Where are these people at, Casey?
Well, I think it's they're there. We all can't be Riley Gaines. But I think that there's a lot of women who feel this way. They're just afraid to say something because they don't want to get bullied. They're mothers in many cases, and they don't want harm to come to their children. Or if they're a business owner, they don't want to get boycotted. I mean, look what happened with this Blue Jays baseball player, right?
Oh, yeah. What happened with that? I heard you guys talking about that.
Bass.
Okay, Bass. So he just tweeted out that he was in support of the Bud Light and Target boycotts.
He shared a video of like a religious guy explaining his religious views and to why he supports the boycott.
Right. And then the next day, he came out and he had to apologize because that was so hurtful. So
do you believe that was him or was that like a hostage apology?
That was a hostage apology because, I mean, the guy still wants to play baseball. Like I'm saying, he still wants to make a living. And it's to the point where if you speak out and you have any sort of conviction, it can come around and bite you in the butt.
But the whole point of that summer of love in 2020, when BLM was involved, was we need to have uncomfortable conversations. How many times did we hear that? Let's have the uncomfortable conversation. Where are all the other women not named,
Sage Steele
at ESPN, supporting Samantha Ponder here?
Yeah, they're afraid for their jobs, most likely.
Well, I'm surprised that Ponder has a job at ESPN after those comments.
After the woke comment.
I mean, there's another angle here. Is she going to get pushback from ESPN management?
Is she going to have to do an apology? And is she going to have to go through special training?
And Hammer, did you see one of the other female ESPN anchors clicked a like on a Twitter post calling her a bigot?
Yes, Sarah Spain did that. Sarah Spain, who acts like she's this champion of all women, she was a local blogger and comedian in Chicago coming up the ranks, and all she did was use her body and her boobs to kind of advance her career. She went viral by offering herself as a escort to that Bears and Colts Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's how she made a name for herself. She had a parody video called I'm Blanking Steve Bartman, the former Cub fan who got in trouble. So she's used sex and her body her entire career to advance herself, but now all of a sudden it's Mother Teresa. She's such a fraud.
Well, yeah. I don't understand why Democrats are so hell-bent on getting men in women's sports and in women's locker rooms. Like, I don't have a problem if transgenders want to compete. But compete in your own league. Make your own division. You've right. got men's divisions. You've got women's divisions
right.
based on your biology at birth, just like how they said in the state of Alabama. They just put that ban on it. And so, like, go. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be competing, but don't take a spot from a biological woman.
Right. Got about a minute left here. What's up at the side piece?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to look into some Father's Day. You guys, Father's Day's coming up. What
when
do you guys
it?
Want?
I don't know.
A day off.
It's in June. But, you know, you got some St. Elmo sauce. How would that be? Would that be a good gift?
Thank you for saying it right, because I don't want the mean tweets to come in. I can't believe they put an S at the end of it. And Adam Wren and that guy that got fired at Wish TV will all start jumping in on Twitter. Thank you for saying it right.
Yeah, St. Elmo sauce.
Well, the Joey Chestnut sauces are unbelievable.
Does he have his own sauce?
Yeah, through St. Elmo.
The spicy mustard.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Joey works with St. Elmo on some stuff, and St. Elmo has their own stuff, too. All of it good.
Yeah.
This is coming from a fat guy. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm going to be looking into some Father's Day gifts that might pique your interest. That's coming up on the side piece at WIBC.com.
Casey, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.